Peruvian Lord of Miracles devotion inspires procession in Sterling by Zoe Murray, Catholic Herald staff writer. In 1651, a slave in Peru painted an image that would capture the hearts of his countrymen for hundreds of years. The image, now known as the Lord of Miracles, depicts Christ on the cross. Mary and an angel are at his feet, and God and the Holy Spirit watch over him from above. 4 years after the image was painted, the wall of the house bearing the image was not damaged in a strong earthquake. Years later, another earthquake rocked Lima, but the mural was unscathed. The people of Peru became devoted to the miraculous image, and today the month of October is dedicated to the Lord of Miracles. Thousands process through the streets of the capital each weekend during the month, carrying an image of the Lord of Miracles. Peruvian immigrants have brought the tradition to Northern Virginia and beyond. Devotees of the Lord of Miracles gathered for Mass, followed by a procession at Christ the Redeemer Church in Sterling, October 8th. It was hosted by the Brotherhood of the Lord of Miracles of Northern Virginia. In his homily, Father J.D. Jaffe, pastor, said that the procession was a sign of Christ traveling with his people through life. On the way with the image of the Lord of Miracles, we remember that we are pilgrims, that we are trying to make the journey ultimately to heaven, he said. Our destination is not of this world. We are passing through. After Mass, he blessed the onda, or platform that held the image, with holy water. As the procession began, women carrying thuribles releasing clouds of incense cleared a path through the crowd. Men and women hoisted the heavy onda on their shoulders and marched rhythmically. Musicians played brass instruments and drums as prayers were chanted. Many attendees wore purple, the color associated with the Lord of Miracles. During pauses in the procession, people brought up bouquets of flowers to be placed near the image. The flowers were swapped out with bouquets throughout the journey. Parents brought their babies and small children to the onda, and a man lifted them up in front of the image, making the sign of the cross. Nilda Norris, a native of Peru and a parishioner of St. Bernadette Church in Springfield, began a Lord of Miracles procession at her parish 12 years ago. Norris and others from St. Bernadette participated in the Christ the Redeemer procession and are holding their own October 15th. I started to follow our tradition because this is how our parents taught us to love Jesus, she said. Cynthia Colby Rojas, a Peruvian-American and a parishioner of St. Anthony of Padua Church in Falls Church, grew up participating in the Lord of Miracles procession in Washington and later Northern Virginia. My birthday is November 1st, so my birthday would start every year with him, she said. She last attended the procession when she was pregnant with her daughter, Delilah. This year, her daughter was one of the children lifted up to the image. It's been beautiful to be able to come today and see him back out here again, she said. It gives me hope every single year. We got through another year, and here we are with the Lord of Miracles. We're in procession, and we're following you, and we're going to keep being your faithful followers.